5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Baseball is in session. Major League started a few weeks ago, Minor League has started, and Little League has started as well. If you've ever been through a season with a team, whether it be baseball, football, soccer, or whatever, you can probably relate to the point of view presented by this poem. Today, we are going to read the poem, A Fan's Diary, which comes to us from the book, Baseball Ballads, written by Grantland Rice. Hopefully, if you are a baseball fan, or any kind of sports fan, you'll be able to make it to the ballpark or stadium and watch your favorite team or teams. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
A Fan's Diary. March 15th. We have the greatest team this year beneath the shining sun. I've studied up the dope on them, yes, every blooming one. Our fielders are spectacular, and you will throw a fit when you discover how this bunch can play the game and hit. Our manager, Mike Johnson, is the only one best bet. He knows exactly what to do and what new men to get. They say he is a wonder at developing a team, and on the side he always has some pennant-winning scheme. Jack Smith's a star at second base, while Jones is great at third. Young Riley is a Mathewson, and Jackson is a bird. You'll never find a better pair upon the firing line, the very ones to give this town a pennant-winning nine. There's no more use in talking, we have got the old flag cinched. I can see that banner waving with the pennant good as pinched. Right from the start, it looks to me a runaway this year. I hope we don't break up the race, this is my only fear. April 15th. Hurrah! The season's started, the opening game's today. The fans are swarming to the park to see our heroes play. The whole darn town is turning out to get in on the fun and cheer the team that has the flag already good as won. They have a silver-loving cup for Johnson and a cane for every other person. Oh, they're raving wild and sane. They're cheering like Comanches, all impatient for the fray to see our team jump in and take the lead on opening day. May 15th. Cheer up. The race ain't over yet, although our prospects frayed, what matter if the team has dropped the first 12 games they've played? It makes no difference, rooters, that we're on the bottom rung. Remember, fans, before you knock, the season's very young. June 15th. Say, Johnson, fire that Riley, he's a lemon through and through. Who told you Smith could play the game, and Jones is rotten too? Can that big dub Jackson now and throw him off the nine. The infield you have signed for us is something of a shine. July 1st. I've seen some awful yellow teams in my day, I'll admit. But say, this bunch can't catch a cold, they neither field nor hit. Say, this is on the level, I could not believe my eyes. The day I saw that outfield squad drop 14 easy flies. When a shortstop makes 12 errors in one game, he's getting stale. The time has come to ride him out of town upon a rail. And when a pitcher passes up a dozen men per game, I wouldn't like to say it, but I know his proper name. July 15th. Say, fire that Johnson right away, you guys that own the club. He's nothing but a wooden-headed, drunken, brainless dub. He's a holy show as manager. As I said from the first, you've got to hand it to him as the one and only worst. October 1st. Hurrah! The season's over, and I'm glad the race is past. I know we finished in the rut this year, a hopeless last. We didn't do a blooming thing, but hit the chutes and slump. But next year, keep your eye on us, we'll be there from the jump.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and it's come to a final stop.